Welcome to KUOW Seattle. This is The Record on Twitter at KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. The big news today, Amazon is looking for a new headquarters outside of the Seattle area. Now, they are not leaving Seattle. They didn't say that. They just announced plans to build a second headquarters in some other North American city. Why would Amazon do this? What does it mean for Seattle? With me now, Todd Bishop, editor at GeekWire.com, and April Glazer, tech writer with Slate Magazine. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
It's great to be here, Bill.
First of all, Todd, why would Amazon want a second headquarters?
A variety of reasons. It's first important to say that Amazon has not said exactly why they want to do this. If you read their announcement carefully this morning, they don't give a specific reason. Reading the tea leaves, though, this gives them a bit of a hedge. They can have a base in another city, perhaps in another country.
A hedge against what?
A hedge against immigration policies, against growth constraints, against all the things that could keep them from expanding in the way that they might want to expand and attracting the kind of talent they want to attract. And it's clear that Amazon is thinking long-term here. This is a big statement about Amazon's long-term growth potential. When they talk about the 50,000 jobs that they want to add in this second headquarters, that is those are headquarters jobs. Those aren't warehouse jobs. I mean,
yeah,
not that there's anything wrong with warehouse and distribution jobs, but these are high-paying jobs that any city would want to have. And Amazon is clearly sort of hedging its bets here.
Okay, a second headquarters. Amazon says this is not a satellite campus. This, as you said, it's not warehouse. It's not distribution. Full, quote, full equal to their Seattle headquarters, up to 50,000 jobs in this other city. April, is there any other major company that splits its headquarters like that?
Not that I can think off the top of my head. I mean, of course, you know, we have, as far as big tech companies go, you know, Google has, of course, a large office in New York and, you know, in San Francisco, as well as Silicon Valley. But, you know, Apple is really just in Cupertino. We think of Microsoft as being in the Seattle area and likewise Amazon in the Seattle area. So the bifurcation really shows that they are spreading quite a bit, and it's not common in the industry.
If you're a major tech company, you got video conferencing. Is there not really much downside to being split like that? It seems like a hard way to do business.
It's hard to say how they will divide the types of corporate jobs that they hope to relocate. I mean, they may have, you know, different sectors or whole teams on in one city and a whole teams in another city that don't necessarily speak to each other that much anyway. But, you know, as the tech industry starts to spread around the country, that does mean that the tech industry could diversify, right? At least with regard to different backgrounds anyway. I mean, right now the culture in tech is very coastal. It's West Coast mainly.
It's coastal, yes. That I suppose Amazon could go to Texas. Todd, on GeekWire, you ran a piece suggesting here's where Amazon could go.
Yes, and Texas is clearly one possibility. Jeff Bezos has roots there. Amazon just bought Whole Foods, which is based in Austin. If I were to bet, I would bet that they're going to be going to Canada.
And why Canada?
It gives them diversity of immigration policies. It allows them to attract talent there. It basically allows them to pick their country. You know, if you have your second headquarters in Canada, if you don't like a U.S. policy on something, you know, you can shift that operation, like, for example, a drone operation to Canada and perhaps take advantage of more lenient regulations on that front. And it's just the kind of thing that makes sense. I think Toronto over Vancouver, because Vancouver's basically the Pacific Northwest anyway. And
what's wrong with the Pacific Northwest? The Amazon invested here huge. Why not keep growing in Seattle, Todd?
It seems like their goal here is to create some kind of balance and to have essentially redundancy. I mean, Amazon thinks about that concept through Amazon Web Services and their data centers, the idea that you want a presence in multiple regions spread across multiple geographies. And it seems like they're thinking in the same way with their corporate operations.
April, is there a factor of significant talent not wanting to come to the Pacific Northwest to work for Amazon?
I don't think it's a matter of not wanting to come to the Pacific Northwest. One thing on the last comment I want to add, though, is that if Trump does decide if Bezos does decide to move outside of the U.S., Trump might not take kindly to that, particularly in an environment where we see a lot of politicians talking about bringing jobs, you know, into the United States and not decamping elsewhere. In terms of, you know, tech employees not wanting to come to the Pacific Northwest, that could be an issue. I mean, we are seeing more and more computer science grads come out of schools all across the country, and not everyone necessarily wants to be on the West Coast. And there's a lot of talent that Amazon might not have at its fingertips because it's decided to so centrally locate in one part of the country.
This is unfathomable to some of us that everyone doesn't want to come to the gorgeous and hurricane-free Pacific Northwest. Is this a way, Todd, is this a matter of Amazon increasing its leverage for getting tax breaks in Seattle, in Washington State, in the USA, if it comes to a Canada thing?
I think that's certainly part of the mix. This gives them a chip to play in Seattle. It gives them leverage.
Well, Seattle's mayor just issued a statement, says, my office will immediately begin conversations with Amazon around their needs with today's announcement and the company's long-term plans with Seattle.
Okay, that statement shocked me. The fact that Seattle's mayor would wait until a moment like this to begin discussions with one of the state's and the city's largest employers about their future in the city is shocking.
You don't think discussions like this go on all the time?
I'm sure they do. And to be fair, I'm sure it also speaks to Amazon's closed-off corporate culture. That said, the fact that the mayor and apparently the governor were blindsided by this announcement, I think speaks volumes not only about Amazon's culture, but also about Seattle and the state, to some extent, taking Amazon and its growth for granted and looking at it more as an annoyance than a benefit. And it's kind of this bubble that we're in up here. I mean, Rust Belt cities would kill for the problems that Amazon brings to this region.
Yeah, we're in a biosphere here.
Three of them.
April, you mentioned Bezos and President Trump. Do you think if Amazon were to move to Canada, that this would become a big political firestorm about a massive American company making a statement about U.S. immigration policy compared to Canada's more welcoming policy?
Well, I definitely couldn't see this happening without Trump tweeting about it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Trump won't take kindly to the fact that, you know, thousands and thousands of jobs that from an American company are just being put, you know, in a country that's so close with such similar, priced labor and such similar, amount of talent and things like that. So he would definitely take offense. And, I think that Amazon will probably word it very carefully to make sure that it doesn't reflect necessarily a distaste for U.S. policy, but certainly Amazon has been so active, you know, against Trump's immigration policy since January, that seems like it would be a factor and it would be interpreted as such.
April Glazer, tech writer with Slate Magazine. I want to keep talking with Todd Bishop here about really local stuff, about our boomtown and our prices and Seattle reaction and stuff. So we're going to keep on with that. Thank you for giving us the not Seattle perspective. And let's keep watching this together. And maybe we talk about this again as it develops.
So long. Thanks so much.
April, thank you. Tech writer with Slate Magazine. So Todd Bishop from our tech news site, GeekWire. You said you were shocked by the Seattle mayor's statement. Are you sure Seattle's political leaders aren't glad to have a limit to the growth that has brought us so much congestion, so much of a boom in housing prices? Maybe this is a kind of a nice thing for them
and
for a lot of people who live here.
Certainly, that's one way to look at it. And perhaps that's the way that some longtime Seattle residents would tend to look at it. And I completely understand that. I think the more constructive and forward-looking way to look at something like Amazon, a phenomenon like Amazon, is to say, let's step up. Let's build the infrastructure that Amazon and the rest of the city needs. Let's create the housing inventory that all of these employees need and everybody else needs to live affordably in this city and in this region, rather than, hey, don't do it here.
Well, the in-between, there's plenty of political leaders saying, let's tax Amazon more and other businesses. Let's put an income tax in, you know, Washington State, if not Seattle.
Absolutely. And
do you think that influences Amazon?
I think all of this, all of these things are factors. Ultimately, though, I think Amazon is very business-driven. And a lot of the things that they've been doing on the philanthropy front and their connections to the community, they've really been boosting them in recent years. But I think some of that is calculated, and it's there's an element of window dressing to it. And I think they are a company that is ultimately driven by their business needs. And I think a lot of the political issues in Seattle are influencing this decision. But ultimately, this is about Amazon doing what's right for its business.
Here's what Seattle's Metro Chamber of Commerce called it today, a wake-up call. They said, today's announcement from Amazon should come as no surprise as the city has continued to implement policies that create an environment that is at best unfriendly and at worst outright hostile toward the needs of our largest employers. Whether you love the boom or hate it or something in between, Todd, is this Amazon move, again, that they've announced today, they want a headquarters in another North American city, a co-equal HQ2, another headquarters, is this a sign that the Amazon boom party in Seattle is ending?
It's certainly a sign that it's not going to be what it could have been, for better and for worse.
Yeah.
This is not, in my mind, on the same level of Boeing actually shifting its headquarters to Chicago in 2001. A lot of us were around here for that. That was a complete bombshell. I think that this is a big surprise, and I do agree with the phrase wake-up call, and it's something that I think should cause people in leadership positions in this community to sit back and take stock of exactly what's being done to ensure a robust economy.
What do you think Amazon is going to want? Here's the Seattle's mayor saying, well, we better talk to them about their needs. What is Amazon going to demand? And what do you think Seattle and Washington State are going to give up to Amazon if they feel more nervous today?
You know, I don't know what Amazon would demand. I think potentially better transportation options, better housing. That is one issue that, you know, Amazon is somewhat reticent in terms of its public engagement. You know, things happen on their campus and they aren't necessarily fully, you know, engaged with the city in that way in terms of all the development. And so that is something that I think we may find out. This may sort of flush out some of what they're actually looking for.
Okay. There's so much more to learn. Should you worry if you just bought an expensive house in King County?
I don't think so. If they were actually moving the headquarters, I think that would be an issue. But if you look at what Amazon has built up, not only in South Lake Union, but now in the Denny Triangle, just north of downtown with the new Spheres, clearly they have a solid anchor here. And if the decision to do an HQ2 is ultimately a move out of Seattle, I think that's going to be decades away. But it is a first step toward that potential.
Todd Bishop from GeekWire. Earlier you heard from Slate Magazine tech writer April Glazer. We're all reacting to today's news that Amazon's looking for another headquarters outside of the Seattle area. Todd says Canada. Could be Austin. Lots of things to watch.
Boston could come into play here. Yep. Absolutely.
Todd, thanks a lot for this.
Thank you, Bill.